Americans love technological solutions to tough problems. Insects eating the crops? Pesticides will take care of that. Fossil fuel power electricity becoming environmentally costly? Slap up some solar panels. While technology can help solve problems, it brings other challenges. Chemically dependent agriculture brought us wintertime fruits and food abundance, but degraded the land. Similarly, shifting our centralized electricity system from fossil fuels to renewables will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but is expensive and concentrates the risk of failures into a handful of technologies. The antidote to an overly technological agriculture is organic farming, in which fewer chemicals are used, and slow foods, which emphasize place-based, labor-intensive products. Since not everyone can afford a pound of cheese cultivated by Buddhist monks in the French Alps, these alternatives supplement, rather than replace, large technologically dependent farming. Lessons from food movements should be applied to our electricity system. Rather than replicating our spoke-and-wheels model, large generating clusters at the end of massive transmission lines, we should build a more diverse, localized set of energy resources. A host of small generators, like wind and biomass, storage, such as advanced batteries, and home or business-based energy management, like efficiency and voluntary curtailments, should complement a diminishing role for a centralized system. This approach, call it organic energy, would require fewer expensive transmission lines marring the landscape and depend on job-intensive weeding of energy-hogging devices. Technological capital, in the form of large power plants and massive wires, would be replaced by human-scale devices and intellectual capital. It's tempting to solve our energy problems with billion-dollar investments in elephantine technologies, but that will lead us right back to where we started from. Shifting to an organic energy system doesn't provide one big solution to our problems, but it does offer a multitude of smaller, more friendly ones. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.